Well, thank you very much, Governor Dean. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here in Illinois. I want to thank you for coming to the city of Chicago. This is a great city. I had an interesting experience just moments ago when you're the governor, and Governor Dean knows what this is like. You get a security detail. They drive you around. They have tinted glass windows where the governor sits so they can make sure you're extra safe. It's frustrating sometimes to see the world through dark glass rather than see it as it is. So we stopped at a red light on the way down here, rolled down the window, saw a young girl at a bus stop, maybe 14 years old. I looked at her. She looked at me. She gasped and said, "Oh, my God, it's Mayor Daley." Now, I wish I could tell you I have a complicated governing philosophy. I wish I could impress some of these delegates outside of Illinois that this is a governor who's done a lot of reading and study. I wish I could say that my governing philosophy comes from reading John Locke or David Hume, or I've read all of the political philosophies of Socrates and Plato and Aristotle, or all of Jefferson's writing or the Federalist Papers. I wish I could say that, but I can't. If I said that, that wouldn't be true. Now, I read a couple of those things when I was in college because the professor made me do it, and I have a confession to make. I only read as much as I needed to read so I could pass the test. My governing philosophy is a heck of a lot more simple than that. It comes from something I learned when I was in Sunday school. It's called the Golden Rule, that you should do unto others as you would have others do unto you. I'll never forget the advice my mother gave me in 1992 when I first was elected to office. Ran a Democratic primary for the state legislature. The votes came in. Had no idea whether I had a chance to win. I had this long and hard to pronounce last name. Who knew whether or not anybody would vote for a name they couldn't say? But the votes came in. I called my mother and told her I won, and she said a couple of things to me. Number one, she said, "Now, son, that you won, whatever you do, be honest." And I told her, "Of course, Mom, I'll be honest, because that's how you raised me." She said, "That's good, son. I know you will. Let me ask you another question." I said, "What's that?" "Promise me, son, you'll never take bribes." I said, "Of course I'll never take bribes. Not only would that be dishonest, it would be illegal, and I would never do anything to dishonor the memory of my father." But she said this to me, and I'd like to leave you with this, which is what she left me with that night. She said, "Now, son, that you're going to be somebody who makes the laws, whatever you do, always remember, be for the people. Be for the people." I'll never forget that simple but eloquent advice from a loving mother who worked hard to sacrifice to give her kids a chance to get ahead and live the American dream. I believe that is what separates Democrats from Republicans. I believe we are the party that is for the people. And I believe that every man and woman in this room today, all of you, are on the front lines of helping people do better in life. I want to thank you for your sacrifice. I want to thank you for your spirit of volunteerism and being part of a party that cares about people. Governor Dean, thank you for your leadership. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Illinois. It's on to victory in November. Thank you very much.